You know, an anti-rhino, Senator Bob Corker of the great state of Texas, starts calling out the president. I would say the president ought to pay attention.
The president has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful.
That's Bob Corker in Texas after a town hall meeting. Then he gives the president another little sideswipe here.
He also recently has not demonstrated that he understands the character of this nation. He has not demonstrated that he understands what has made this nation great and what it is today.
Since we last spoke, the president also has disbanded one of his corporate boards, up to three now, and that included the woman that was running Campbell Soup.
Thank you, Mr. President. Denise Morrison from Campbell Soup Company.
Good soup.
And General Pershing never did bury a Muslim terrorist with pigs, nor dip bullets in pig blood 100-plus years ago in the Philippines. The president, again, doubled down on that. That's historically inaccurate and been debunked many, many times.
That makes for a good story, though. I mean, if you were gonna come up with a story, you're going to shoot 49 guys and tell the 50th, go back and tell the rest, you know. That'll put you right in line.
Interesting days at the Washington Post and NBC News. He also hosts Washington Week on PBS, which you can see on Channel 11 tonight. Robert Costa joins us again. When Bob Corker is starting to say, you know, I'm getting tired of this, Mr. President, do you think at that point, Lindsey Graham notwithstanding, Senator Jeff Flake notwithstanding, does the president start paying attention, yes or no?
I think he will start paying attention because Senator Corker is different than Senator Graham. Senator Graham, as we remember, ran against President Trump in the Republican primary. Well, Senator Corker, he was one of the people in the short list to be Trump's vice presidential pick. And so you're seeing a turning, even among Trump's allies, away from the president as he continues to talk up the Charlottesville tragedy in certain terms.
How unnerving do you think it is to this president that you have a terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain, and, you know, it seems like 2 hours go by, and most news media, probably the exception of Fox, is back to just beating up on the president. I think that has to just drive him absolutely crazy, thinking of how he's shown us how thin-skinned he is.
And we've seen him grow frustrated. He is a president, as we know, who watches cable television and digests it not only day by day, but hour by hour. And so he's highly sensitive to what he sees in the news media, and he expresses his anger about it on Twitter and in private conversations with his associates. But there's no easy solution for people inside of the White House. How do you solve this incendiary environment we're all living in, where the president seems to inflame the media then inflames Trump, and back and forth, back and forth?
If you people at the Washington Post were just more patriotic, none of this would happen.
I hope that's in humor.
It is. It is, Robert.
That was a nervous pause there. We like to let stuff breathe, Robert.
Robert Costa joining us here from Washington Post, NBC, and Washington Week on PBS. Steve Bannon, does he survive the weekend? And if so, what's the over-under on him going away?
Bannon's in a tough spot. He is someone who has been actually echoing the president when it comes to Confederate statues and preserving their ability to be on public ground. He's been echoing the president when it comes to Charlottesville. Yet he's created some tensions for himself inside of the White House, I'm told, by officials there, because General Kelly, the new chief of staff, wants order. He wants Bannon to be much more of a low-profile figure. The president thinks Bannon, because of this book that's in the New York Times bestseller list by Joshua Green about the campaign, is getting so much attention that it takes credit away from President Trump. So there are a lot of swirling factors that could push Bannon out by the end of the month. But then again, he has an ideological core that the president pretty much likes, so he could stay too.
You know, it seems to me, you know, we have a Missouri state senator who made a quip on her Facebook that she'd like to see the president assassinated. You have stuff like that gets said, and it would make sense that if it would make sense to me, I think to most normal people, that if Trump maybe axed Bannon, got him out of there, that maybe that would do something to, you know, make a nice little PR move for him. But there also has to be a certain line of thinking that no matter what this guy does, nobody's going to accept it and it's never going to be right.
I think Trump's such an outsider that it's it's really never going to improve for him in terms of the political class embracing him in any way. The business community is walking away from him with these corporate councils. They're all quitting because of his response to Charlottesville. So you have a president who's isolated and doesn't have an appetite for change. And even if he did change, I think the divisions between him and different institutions and different business communities and political communities, even in his own party, are so deep, it's just hard to see the dynamic change.
Robert Costa, thank you very much. Later this hour, we're going to talk with Roger Stone about Steve Bannon. Roger, famously, it's on the front page of Drudge today, says it's time for Bannon to go, which seems like odd for Roger to say that, but we'll ask Roger just after 9:30. Make sure you listen. It might make for a great article in the Washington Post.
I will tune in for sure.
Thanks, Robert. Have a good weekend. We appreciate your time. Robert Costa joining us here on WLS.